This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Tuesday as we have items sent to us from the Park County Sheriff's Office covering activity going back to last week. They include motor vehicle crash on Road 11. RP says there's a vehicle in the ditch. Disposition, see case. So we don't know whose it is, but somebody left it there. So, and then motor vehicle crash on Lane 4, delayed, occurring at 11:50 last night. RP and son are at the ER. Car's on its side in the ditch. Disposition, see case. So took them 8 hours to report the crash. Don't know why father and son were out and about and crashing and why it took so long to call it in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, suspicious activity at People's Drive in Meteetse. Tracks at the house. Disposition completed. So what's the deputy going to get? Yep, those are tracks, all right. Walked up to your house, so we'll have to check everyone in Meteetse who has a boot.
Was anything broken into? Anything missing? I mean,
nope.
Maybe it was
just tracks.
Maybe somebody pulled up to the house and said, oh, this isn't the right place.
Yeah, that could be, you know, or maybe a delivery person.
Yeah,
you don't know.
You don't know.
Miscellaneous assistance, Highway 14A. Driver taking a nap. Disposition complete. Shh. You're banging on the window softly. Wake up. Can't sleep here. Assist other agency. Homesteader Park rest area. Assisting Powell Police on a traffic stop. This at 11 o'clock at night. So you don't know if they were inside the rest area, which is a sweet one over there at Homesteader.
Very nice.
It's that nice. So, yeah, it looks inviting. So you want to stop there. Abandoned vehicle, Red Lakes, out with a vehicle that has a tire missing. No occupants. Possibly been there a couple days. Well, we hope there's no occupants. Disposition. Assistance given. Theft on Road 19. RP says there were prescription drugs stolen from her home on Thanksgiving. Disposition. See case.
A little something extra for the turkey.
Yeah. So maybe the tryptophan kicked in on the turkey and someone needed some pep pills. I know.
Ooh, grandma's got the good stuff.
Yeah, or while you're eating dessert, I'm going to go into the bathroom. Check this out. Ooh, look at these red pills. Nice.
Wonder what they do.
Let's see. Assist other agency. Motor vehicle crash. County Road 6 WXE delayed. Happened on the county side of the cattle guard. Oh, yeah, we know where that is.
That's always the first question they ask you. What side of the cattle guard were you on?
Yeah, and the county side at Red Lake. So is there like the city side of Red Lake?
I don't know.
I think they're pretty far out there, aren't they? Fraud related on Prairie Schooner Drive. Prairie Schooner Drive. Not sure where that name came from.
Ah, to sail my prairie schooner.
Yeah. RP needs report for fraud. Disposition. See case. Of course, that pop-up came on the computer, Russ. So it's like, I better check it out.
If there's something to click, you better click it.
Yeah.
No, I don't do it.
Well, I just got one just now. And it says spam on it.
It says spam.
And it'll 2-0 ID Apple, Stato Utilizado per Acredia, iCloud, D and Browser Web is what it is. And then it says Supporto Apple. Cordially saluti, Supporto Apple.
Well, they're so friendly.
Wait a minute.
They just saluted you. You don't get that kind of greeting everywhere.
Well, it's the Italian Apple Company, what it is.
Supporto Apple.
That's where Apple originally started, somewhere outside of Venice. So let's see, going back to where am I? There we are. Lost my place there. Let's see. Traffic stop. Oh, Meteetse. So,
of course.
Let's see. At 8:06, then at 8:28, warning for speed. Then at 9:04, So during that half hour, just sitting there waiting for speeders. So,
well, it's to the point, it just gets a Matizzi. Just pull over and wait for the cop.
Yeah. They'll
get you.
Yeah. Animal call other, lane 6. Dogs got into RP's sheep. Numerous injured, one dead. Oh, disposition, CK. So it's like you're seeing your money. That's your money out there being eaten by dogs. So assist other agency, Highway 295, Willwood Highway, west side of the road. Evergreen planted, second tree in from the road. There's a door lane down there with its back broken. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Oh, great. So, but they got new trees on the Willwood. So you got that going for you. Let's see. Traffic stop. Matizzi again. Back. It's the next day in Matizzi at 8:16. So 8 o'clock. Slow down in Matizzi, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Abandoned vehicle on Panther Boulevard. Disposition informational. So that's the one that goes by the park, but Panther Boulevard does continue into the south side. So there's plenty of abandoned vehicles there. Let's see, more traffic stop, failure to stop. Not just in Matizzi, these in Cody. Animal on roadway, County Road 3LE, Matizzi. Harpy says he hit a deer. No injuries or damage to the vehicle, but the deer was injured. Disposition referred to other agency. So would that be Game and Fish, I guess? I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. Motor vehicle crash, County Road 4DT, Matizzi. RP advised Dodge truck slid into the guardrail where the pavement ends. Disposition, CK. So County Road 4DT has some gravel over there. Would have been nice if they would have kept gravel the whole time, but no, wouldn't have crashed as much. Animal lost, dogs theft, Arrowhead Drive. RP states she had worked out on Monday, and at that time, someone stole some of her pills. Disposition, see case. So it all depends who you hire to have your work done, Russ.
I guess so.
You get the scruffy guy with a bong around his neck.
That's kind of a giveaway.
Willing to work for free if you leave the house.
As long as I can root around in your medicine cabinet. Oh, sure.
Sure, come on in. Yeah, it sounds like a great deal. Suspicious activity at the Elkhorn Bar in Matizzi. Vehicle hazards and alarm going off. Disposition, assistance given. This at 7:20 at night at the Elkhorn, where there was an alarm. The alarm must have been on the vehicle. So I don't think the Elkhorn has an alarm that would go off at 7 o'clock when they're open. So, so everybody in the Elkhorn went and peeked out the window. Yep, there's an alarm going off in the vehicle. Somebody better call the deputies. So while the deputy was down there, right after that, traffic stop, Matizzi. Driver warned for no current display of registration and speed. So thanks to that car going off, someone got pulled over right after that, since the deputy wanted to, I'll be here anyway. Fraud related, Hitching Post Drive. RP needs to speak to deputy regarding internet fraud. What's the deal with Hitching Post Drive and these people so gullible over there? Must be different air that they have.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's see. Warrant service. More traffic stops. Let's see. This one not in Matizzi. Here's one in Matizzi. Traffic stop. Driver warned for too many lights illuminated in the front. Warning issued. Hey, stop it. Stop it with your lights on all the time. So I don't know how many lights they had up front, or did they take like Christmas lights and put them on there?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I know those light bars that run across the top of a cab.
Yeah.
They're pretty darn bright.
Yeah, and a lot of people will put those on there for, when they're off-road somewhere. And so you don't want to be especially driving through Matizzi with one. That'd be the worst place to do it. So, abandoned vehicle, Domino's Pizza, and Cody. RP says vehicle left in the same spot for 5 days. He would like it stickered. Go sticker it. Disposition, dispatch handled. So maybe that sticker is for a discount pizza. You could go look. Maybe.
I bet it isn't.
You don't know, so.
Hey, it's a BOGO. Cool.
Let's see. Threats, County Road 4DT, imitates a. RP State said her neighbors just threatened her. Disposition, assistance given. Why did they threaten you? I have no idea. I'm sure that's what the conversation was.
Gotta build a higher fence.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, you think you're good living out there in Meteetse, Russ, so you don't have to worry about other people.
Yeah. Except the neighbors.
Except someone moves in next door to you. Oh, no. So
that complain a lot. I hate those guys.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge Do It Center, where they sell hammers if you have too many lights on your vehicle. So check that out.
Let's take a couple of these off.
Yeah, this will solve that problem. Anyway, appreciate the Park County Sheriff's Office for today's Police Blotter Report.